Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentle sissies, we begin this episode with a reality gaze after dark.
Gino, 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 I'm wearing my nurse outfit for you, Gino.
Oh, my sexy baby.
Gino, put on this outfit, Gino. Put it on.
Look at you with your big ones.
Gino.
Your
like
big ones
my...
are just busting out.
Look at them.
They're just busting out.
Hello.
You're hot and sexy baby. My hot and sexy baby.
Let me suck your tongue. Mm-hmm. Go change in the test.
Okay, I'm going to go change. What's that? Oh, it's got a hat. It's got a hat on it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, Gino comes out of the closet.
Oh.
Gino.
Ooh, I'm going to slap your baby. Ooh, slap your booty.
Ooh, be careful. Ow, fuck. Ooh. Fuck, that hurt. I'll tell you
what
later.
What happened?
I'll tell you later. Look at my boobs again.
Your butt looks like a little square. Why is that?
Don't look at my butt now. Look at my boobs again. My boobs.
Oh, I've got scrubs on.
Yes, you know, doctor.
Dr. Gino. Dr. Gino at your service.
Oh, dear. Doctor, am I sick? Am I a sick woman?
You're so sick, baby. Look at your boobies.
Oh.
They're just busting out.
But I've got sick boobies for you. What else is ailing me?
What kind of, your sick boobies are swollen, and I'm going to have to teach you a lesson? Is that what you say?
Teach me a doctor lesson, please.
I need you to prepare my instruments.
Oh, what is your instrument? Is it your hands? Is it your mouth?
No,
is
you got them.
Your dick.
You got them right there. The little, your little.
Oh, these. Oh, these. Sorry. Yes, we have to. We've got this little piggy goes in my vagina. And this little piggy goes in my vagina afterwards. And then this big piggy.
Oh, that's the sausage.
That's going to go in maybe my vagina or in the caboose. Ooh. And then I'm going to that doctor tool.
I don't have the most steady hand.
Gino, shaky hands turn me on, doctor.
I don't think that's hot, but...
give me a prescription,
I
doctor.
I think it's time to prep you. I gotta give you an injection.
Ooh, inject me. Yes.
Oh, and there's Coco. Yes. Coco. Fuck me, Gino,
don't talk to the dog. No, no, don't look at the dog, Gino.
Ooh, you're violent. I like that. Ooh, you're violent.
I need a prescription. Call CVSA, because I need a prescription for your semen.
And scene.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gaze. Let's love!
Almost everything he said that I said was word for word.
I said the inside voices.
Yeah.
Coco is freaking out.
I still like it that he said, my favorite thing that Gino said was, I don't have a very steady hand. And he kept saying, oh, your big ones, they're just busting out.
They're just so big. It's like she says, she gets this plastic surgery stuff done and people bitch about it. She's like, but Gino loves it.
Yeah, he loves her blow up doll look.
He loves her her smooth punani. He loves it all.
Yo, this is 90 Day Fiance on Reality Gaze.
With that lead in.
Segue from she loves her smooth punani. I love your banana.
Banana. Oh, this is season 10, episode 3.
To witness the beginning.
The beginning.
So I think they are going through the wedding preamble or something like that.
We are remote but goat today. I'm sitting here looking at the Empire State Building just right out in front of me.
Did you ever think as a little kid from Grover's Corners you'd be sitting and staring at the Empire State Building?
You know, I took a video and I sent it to my mama last night and said, if little gay Maddie only knew. It was so, yes, it's very nice. I'm staying in a hotel that we stayed at before. I don't like this new trend of all these nice hotels having rooftop clubs.
Why? Because it's loud?
Because it just brings old people or young people to it. And then I feel old.
Oh.
I'm like going to bed at 11 o'clock tonight, drunk on a dirty martini from the hotel bar. And they're all in line behind the velvet rope to go up to some hotel and party all night like kids.
But a lot of people want to stay in those hotels for that reason.
Does that sound fun to you?
Kind of.
You want to go to a hotel bar with people like Patrick DJing.
Not really. I kind of want to go there and look for and pretend to be an out-of-town businessman and pick up a trick.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's a lot of boobies out here with like women, so it's not really.
But you're in Chelsea.
I know I am in Chelsea.
How are you in the least gay-friendly hotel in Chelsea?
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, not gay at all. So, but I'm here. I came out to see a friend. I went and saw a friend, Poodles in LA, but I went and saw Law Rocks, actually, at the Gramercy Theater.
Law Rocks.
Law Rocks.
Can you tell us what that is?
Law Rocks, y'all. It's so a good friend from my old day job, from my Cubicle Warrior job at the law office. They normally play in LA, and they raise money for charity, and they're playing in New York. So I came out to support him.
So these are lawyers who play instruments and sing in a band.
Yes, and I got to say.
Cue midlife crisis.
There were... I thought it would be fine, and I took a whole gummy instead of a half a gummy, and I'm so glad I don't work at that law office anymore, because y'all, I was so fucking high. It hit me. It was not good.
Jesus.
I had to calm down. We walked from the restaurant to the venue, and that helped. But anyway, Law Rocks is for charity. A law office raises whatever charity they want to raise for different. So there's all these different law offices, and they had, and some of the bands were really good. Some of them were not. But like the band that are the old law office, they're called Lodestar.
Right.
And Lodestar is when you submit expenses in a class action case. So they're called Lodestar. And
these names all are legal. Uh-huh. I assume. Give me some more names.
Then there was like everybody in the band was tall and they were called the Tall Briefs. Now, there was also a band called The Prosecutors.
That's a little lazy.
I didn't mind that. I really thought it said it would be funny if you were called The Defendants, though, because it reminds you of the band, whatever. Or no, isn't there a band called like The Descendants? Oh no, that's that Disney show about princesses' kids.
Yes.
And mean
There's
kids.
The Descendants, yes.
That's something else. But yes. My favorite one, and this band was really good, they were called Redacted.
That I like.
It was very funny. I gotta say, The Law of His Two, they hired, his name is Jake, so that kind of is gross to me. But other than that, they hired the hottest young attorney. He is so hot, young, and Jewish. Oh my God, he was so cute. And I'm like, how come nobody like this worked in my office when I was there? He's not gay.
Because
he's
they
straight.
Knew not to, because they would go in for an interview and you would like fan them and be make them uncomfortable. So they wouldn't want to take
probably,
the job.
Probably.
Yeah. Like there's this gay guy who just skeeved me out, so I'm not gonna be there.
That would be me. Our friend Kara, the attorney, was there. She said hello.
Oh, nice.
So I had a really good time.
Law rocks.
It was at the Gramercy, which is near and dear to our hearts, because that's
yes,
where
we
play.
There.
Look
for Reality Gaze on tour in 2024.
I will say my favorite part is when I walked up to somebody I recognized at the Gramercy. I was like, hi, I don't know if you remember me. I'm Matt from Reality Gaze.
They went, don't
not
know
familiar.
You.
Not
exactly.
Like, no. No.
You left their what? Head the night we left. That's there, so sweet that you think.
You know who did remember me? Was remember the kind of tattooed girl with dark, woman with dark hair, kind of tough, who ran the door?
Oh, yeah. She's great. Yeah, that's her job to remember people.
I walked up to her and I was like, hey. She's like, I know you. I was like, yeah, Matt from Reality Gaze. And she went, you know how most people go, yeah, I remember. She just looked at me and went, yeah, I know.
Wow.
It was so New York. Anyway, it was a great time. Redacted.
Did they win?
They did not win. It was a band called Tony and the Melt Tones. That one didn't make sense to me. But you would have loved it. Because you know what they sang when they win? They get to perform another song. And he sang, that song you like by what's
his name?
Oh,
no, please don't do this.
No, it's the guy. It's the song that was on the Wonder Years.
Joe Cocker with a little hug of my friends. Yeah.
Yes, that's what he sang. And this guy, it sounded, Kara both and I were like, oh my God, it sounded just like Joe Crocker. It was amazing.
Cocker.
That's what I said.
Not Joe Crocker.
He's not
Joe
related
Crocker
to Betty?
Was another lawyer who was there.
Oh, Joe Crocker.
Joe Cocker. My Joe mother Cocker. Is a big Joe Cocker fan.
Yeah. She would have liked, she would be like, God, Jay Burton sounds just like Joe.
She would have, my mother probably would have enjoyed this law themed evening.
It was all like 70s,
like
80s rock music. It was also
good music,
a lot of grunge. Like somebody saying it's ironic. Somebody saying the Cardigans, Love Me,
what?
Love Me.
This is not rock.
I was like, that's not rock, but I enjoyed it.
Well,
anyway.
Fascinating. Riveting. You're going to do a Broadway corner for us. Is the only thing you saw Marilee? Or did you see anything else?
I saw Merrily We Roll Along. I'm actually seeing again Too Hot to Handle tonight because I already saw it before.
Too Hot to Handle?
I mean, no, Some Like It Hot.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Why are you saying that again?
Can you imagine Too Hot to Handle the musical? Too Hot to Handle the musical. Lana has her own number.
You're not going to have sex at all today. Hello.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's it. You've lost some money because you fucked that girl. That's it. You are deducted $500. You're all sluts. You're all sluts.
And then that's how the song would start. Mm-hmm. You're all sluts.
Oh, you're seeing Some Like It Hot again?
I'm seeing it because my friends, they were thinking, what show did they? It was my friend. She has never seen a Broadway show. And she said,
"That's a good one to see."
She said, "I want to see a comedy, and I'd love to see." She said, "I would. I don't get to see a dancing a lot. I'd love to see like a."
It's a good thing.
And
for
I went,
that.
"That's perfect for that."
No, I agree. It's good for them. My problem with that show is, for me as a someone who writes musical theater, there are gaping holes in the plot.
You write musical theater?
I know. It's revelatory, right?
First time.
That's like when you say you're a therapist.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
you got to validate those student loans for something.
As someone who writes musical theater, I thought it was bad storytelling, and I know a lot of people loved it, and I liked a lot of it too. I had to literally fucking turn my brain off.
Well, that's kind of what I'm expecting. We'll see if you ruined it, because I saw it before and really loved it, and then I had to listen to your critique. So we'll see now tonight.
Ooh, I need to tell you even more problems with it.
Well, I love it tonight, or I still have half a gummy. I'll take it tonight. Don't make me. Or do I want
drink
I
every
want
to take time they much. Refer to Christian Bale as an ugly woman, and they'll think
Christian,
that's problematic
Chris,
at all. Christian Bale,
Boyle.
Christian Borle. Sorry. Now
Christian
I'm doing it.
Christian Bale probably is an ugly woman.
Oh no, he's gorgeous in everything.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Come on.
I mean, when I saw him, he was stunning.
Oh, in Velvet Goldmine, when he put on makeup, he was gorgeous.
Oh,
when he was younger.
Yeah. Y'all don't turn over. There's some popo down there on Chelsea Street.
Don't
I
turn
will say,
over. Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. The
are you all there?
I'm not.
Now I want to turn over.
I do have sad news for you. So we stayed at this hotel the first time we came and did our live show in New York.
Yeah.
The one in the fall, the one that wasn't affected by a polar bomb.
We stayed the W in, where was it?
Like, or maybe we did stay, the W's we stayed during the polar bomb.
Yeah. Oh God, that was a shitty hotel.
So we.
Union Square.
Yeah.
Union Square.
So we stayed, I'm staying at the Renaissance now. And so, in Chelsea, and like on 27th, I think. Anyway, nobody fucking cares. What I was going to say is, right across the place, you were very excited because there was a dollar pizza place.
Yes.
It is close? Now $1.50.
Oh, were you fucking kidding me?
It is. I almost sent you a picture, but I went, it's better for me to tell. It's $1.50 now.
This world is going to hell. Hope that extra 50 is going to help you send your kids to school.
Inflation.
But they may, I get it. But then you, oh. It ruins the idea of a dollar slice.
I know.
I would rather them charge $2 than $1.50. There's something that makes it. There's something that makes $1.50 even more offensive to me. What am I made of money? As my mother would say. Chambered, I'm not a Rockefeller.
I'm not a Rockefeller. Anyway. All right, y'all. So we're
take
gonna have
your fucking $1.50 and stuff it in your ass.
All right, we need to move on. Poodle, because Poodle, we're going to talk about the show. We're also going to talk about Poodle. It's going to talk a little bit BB Corner about Big Brother, and then I'll talk about Broadway Corner on episode part two. We want to remind people that last week, I think it was dropped on Friday, our collab with Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Yes, it dropped on Friday of the previous week because you're hearing this on Sunday or Monday.
Yes. But yes, so we
had a really good time.
Really good time. We found out that they actually really love Selling Sunset. And so we're wanting to bring them back
excited.
And do something to talk about, which y'all, we've watched the first four episodes of Selling Sunset Season 7. Poodle, what are your first thoughts of Selling Sunset Season 7?
It is, I was trying to come up with an S word, smashing.
It's, stupendous.
It
superb.
Is, saccharine.
It is saccharine. Yes. I'm enjoying it. Have you watched episodes 3 and 4 yet? I watched them early.
I have not.
I just want to say, this isn't necessarily spoiling anything, but the... Y'all, Chrishell is every season. Chrishell becomes more of the woman she was meant to be, and I'm here for it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm a fan.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm a huge fan of hers.
Huge fan. Yeah. We want to interview her, but she won't. She won't talk.
There's some great one-liners too, and most of them are coming by Chrishell. Strangely enough, she's found her inner kind of wry, sarcastic girl.
Yeah,
and I enjoy it.
Yeah. Anyway, any other announcements, Poots?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Surprisingly, and this is no spoiler or anything, but because it was in the trailer, the trailer's been released, hasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Marie Lou, Jason's German girlfriend, the ghost of Eva Braun, is still there. It's Hitler's mistress. Come on.
Oh, it's her. Okay.
You didn't know who Eva Braun was.
I'm going to say a lot of people don't know who Hitler's mistress was.
That's not true.
I think it is true because I don't think a lot of people read about Nazis when they were 10.
I needed to know why they did what they did. Why it happened.
I understand that. I'm just saying that.
I went through a phase. And then it kind of left when it was, I went through a Holocaust phase where I needed, because I could not understand why the Holocaust happened.
Yes.
And I still don't know. Yeah. Well, actually, hatred of Jews and hatred of people who are different. And
Also, shout out to some of you sissies who you've messaged me, asked me if I was going to go to Southern Oklahoma Pride this year in Ardmore. Sadly, I'm not because I am in New York when it is happening. I let some of you know, but for those that you went, thank you for going and thank you for supporting Prides, and we appreciate you very much.
Southern Oklahoma Pride. That was where didn't they have the dog parade last time?
Yes, they did have the dog parade. I enjoyed it very much. Well, now it's a big deal because there was a drag queen that came last year and read to children who was an educator.
Oh.
And now I don't know if you've seen in the news in Oklahoma that this educator who's a principal has received, I don't know if he got fired. Or he's been so really being discriminated against. And it's because I've seen it in national news. And he literally was the person that just came to Little Ardmore, Oklahoma to just read kids stories.
Wow.
So y'all, that's why prides are important. So when you go.
Agree.
Support,
especially kind of like not in huge, well, even in big cities too, but especially own kind of like your pride, the where you're in, just a volunteer, show up and take your kids and support them.
Yes, yes.
Life some for LGBT folks out there, and especially in rural areas.
It is. all right. I think we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
Announcements. We were just talking. Okay, Gino and Jasmine. It's because you miss me, because I haven't been there, and you miss me a little bit, don't you? I can tell in your face, because you saw me, you smiled, and there was a little bit of a real smile. Normally, when I come on screen, you look kind of like you just ate a stale Cheez-It.
You made me laugh like a clown, so that's what you saw.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I missed you too.
That's not what I said. So Gino's washed the comforter that you said was stinky.
It smells good.
I gotta say, I love the 50s style music they have in the background.
Right.
Just because like they're the perfect like 50s I Love Lucy couple. Y'all, Coco has made himself at home in Gino's house and licking Gino's face. Coco has claimed his spot of head of household. And
yeah,
just up on the bed, peeing on everything. They're having to put Coco in a diaper. I am loving that we have two dog stars this season. We have Coco and we have Rico Suave.
I don't think it's going to happen this episode, but I can already tell. I think we're going to get, through the technology of reality gaze, I could see us getting the inside voice of Rico Suave.
Oh, yeah. He would definitely have a Spanish accent.
Oh, for sure.
Rico Suave.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of, whoa.
Coco is already, Coco just sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Gino, Gino, you have no idea how horny I am.
So we already did the After Dark Theater. Y'all, she comes out this naughty nurse costume. It's ridiculous. It's also vintage Gino and Jasmine.
Vintage Gino. It is definitely a Halloween costume she purchased.
Oh, this is Amazon. Totally.
Yes.
And at one point, he kind of like slaps her ass. She's like, no, you need to be respectful. And all I could think of is you're sitting there in this costume. It barely covers everything. You said, be respectful.
Tell me you have never, when you're wearing a slutty nun costume and there's urine all over your habit, looked at a man and said, you need to be respectful.
You need to respect me. She's like, but I work for you. Because it's then she gets confused on the fantasy. She's like, yeah, but I'm the boss. But wait, you're the boss.
And that's what, y'all, that's what she realizes. That's what Gino gets off on is when she makes him feel like he's in control in the bedroom.
And, y'all, everything about Jasmine wants to run the show. So it is really hard for her to give up anything.
Do you think so, though? Because I got to say, I mean, it's been a hot minute. But when I'm in the bedroom, I'm always controlling and doing things in my life. So when I become
a complete submissive.
I mean, I'm not like a submissive, like dominant submissive roles. I don't do
like,
that kind
I'm
of
your
stuff.
Hole to use.
No, I don't do that. But I do. I'm like, it's time for you to take care of me. Take care of this bussy. Because I don't want
to,
because I'm
don't
taking care of everything
Don't ever refer
else.
To your bussy ever again.
What? That's what it's called, my bussy. Take care of it.
That's gross.
Well, no, that's what they usually call it.
Who are you with? That's what twinks refer to themselves as.
Well, I don't think there. I think I'm too young to or too old to have a bussy as well, but they still tell me that. They're gonna nut in my bussy. Well, that's what they say. Anyway, I'm just saying, I think it's good for Jasmine to let him have control. She does enough in the relationship. It's Poodle, maybe you should let someone have control in the bedroom. Just a little.
They are, but then I have to tell them how to do it. I'm like, come on, squeeze harder. Jesus.
Wow.
I'm very impatient about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've tried to do that kind of submissive thing of like, throw me. I'm like, no, now I'm going to have to tell you to throw me around. Jesus fucking Christ. Let me just give you a list. It's on the wall. Read the list, and that if you just follow the instructions, we're
like,
both going to be fine.
He's like, I can't read the list. You got to use a black light. It's in semen. It's very clear in that.
Anyway, as she said, her re-virginization surgery, which I just hate her calling it that, because remember, y'all, virginity is a myth.
I mean, yeah, it's not for me. I don't. If she wants to do that, that's great. But yeah, virginity is a myth. You don't need to change your body for a man. That's not.
Idea that she's having. Well, I don't think it's. I would be okay if her calling it a vaginal surgery, but there's re-virginizing.
Yeah, that's
just
real.
That's. I don't think that's helpful for anyone. I'll say
no.
Anyway, but she says they grabbed my pussy in too much and made it too tight. So now they have to use a series of dildos.
Yes.
To kind of bore out the hole.
Again. Yes, until she can find a Goldiecox where it's just right.
I have 2 master's degrees.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes I have those thoughts. I'm talking about using dildos after a vaginal rejuvenation.
Japer, anyway. Did you just say bore out a hole? Good God.
So, y'all, they are, anyway, they have, we already did the little After Dark scene that happens. And the next morning, she basically says, Gino played with the toys first and then moved on to the main tool and I'm not a virgin anymore. So maybe that play is what they needed.
again, yeah, it kind of turns my stomach, but that's the point of that, y'all. That's the point. Judge it all you want, but also that's the point of fantasy.
It
gets you off and doesn't hurt anybody else, and both of you are consenting to it, then have at it.
I guess. I'm probably no one's going to tell their wife, I think I want you to get a revaginization surgery after this. That's.
I don't know. Men are terrible.
What I'd rather not is popularize something like that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from. Anyway, see, y'all, Jasmine starts in. It's everything is great. It's like, where did you buy this bread? It has honey into it. And where does honey come from?
Where does honey come from? And Gina goes, comes from a hive. He doesn't say bees. He says,
hive.
From a hive. No, but where is the hive from? It's the honeycomb. Like, he lists everything, but finally.
And where does the bee, where does the honey come from?
Bees.
And those are animals. So, she says, Gino is the most carnivorous person, but once we're together, I'm going to switch him to veganism. I won't even tell him. I will say, he might not know if he's been eating Hungry Man dinners, and she just swaps out, because that's just not meat either.
It's not me. No, it's terrible for you. So, yeah.
So maybe he won't know. Anyway. She says, I can't keep wearing your clothes. I can't keep wearing your long john tops. And I was like, here we go. She's going to demand an entire wardrobe, but she probably should have for cold weather.
She does need to buy cold weather there. So that makes sense. Yet Gino responds, look, we have the wedding. You want a new bed. You want a new clothes. You want new. Yep.
These are normal 90-day fiance problems.
And then so he tells her, look, and he says, I love the way he's told her he's quitting his job, because he doesn't say I'm quitting my job. He first said, I wanted to give you all the attention that I possibly could, which I think is true. He wanted to get her help set up. He said, so I quit my job before you came.
And her face, and her head goes into her hands. And this is true. He says, you should not have made that decision without talking to me first.
I want to pose a question to you, a kind of ethical question, because she talks about this later.
I believe in euthanasia. sorry, what? Wow. Ethical questions.
Are you getting dicked down tonight?
Yeah.
Because you're crazy. It's because you missed me and you're excited to see me. I know it is. Good to see you too, poods.
That's not what I said, but yeah, sure.
You know, maybe I saw Merrily We Roll Along, and it made me grateful for our relationship.
And you thought maybe. And especially when the end, when they're all great people, and you realize how it turned out.
Yeah. I love that, y'all. I knew nothing about the show, and Poodle said, I don't know if you'll like this show. I don't know. I don't know if you'll relate to it. It's literally about two men who are creative writing partners.
No, it's true.
Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
I said I didn't know if you'd relate to it.
You said something like that. Like, I don't know if you'll like it. I was like, are you kidding me? It's our life. But no, it's not, because thankfully we're not fighting. I don't want to put that out there.
It's that's the darkest part of the show. And I think people just kind of forget about it when you see it.
We're not fighting. We're good. By the way, y'all, he put it on social media, so it's fair game. But shout out to Ben, y'all, for Watch What Crap. And he had to have an emergency appendectomy.
I saw that.
He was really
healing
funny.
Healing vibes.
Ronnie is on his own for a bit. So we send both of them our love and dick piggery. So what I was going to say, though, Jasmine later, when Gino finds out about Jasmine's butt during the massage, he kind of acts like, you should have told me this. And I wanted to ask, are the two the same thing? Should she tell him about her butt implants if he didn't tell her about quitting his job?
It's like Gift of the Magi.
Yes.
It's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think she definitely fucked up by not telling him, but she didn't want him to say no. And the same thing, he wanted to tell her, and she probably would have said no for that. And
did use his money. If she paid for it herself, I would be like, do whatever the fuck you want to your body.
Yeah,
you don't have to get an input. But she did. Now
no, it was her dress money. It was the money
she lied to him
about
that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that. But
so, y'all, she is extremely scared about money, obviously. But later on, they don't care about money because they're getting pampered at having a couples massage, I have gone on record several times about how I think couples massages are useless. When I'm getting pampered, it's me in the room. I'm not thinking about the other person.
Actually, sometimes even when you're getting fucked, it's still just you in the room.
Most of the time.
I've never had a couples massage.
Neither have you? I. I'm not interested.
I have been in the room with several men while getting a massage, but it wasn't a couples massage per se.
Right.
And there wasn't a lot of lights on.
Don't think that was a massage parlor.
And it smelled like bleach.
Yeah. So later there, this is where I call a little fraudacity. So you're mean to tell me that Gino had sex with Jasmine and did not see the butt surgery scars, or she did not talk about them?
Well, maybe she stayed on her back.
Well, but also you could see it. Like, her butt was kind of square. Like,
yeah, it's still swollen.
Like, it had moved when she sat on it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could see it. Now, Gino is very unobservant, so it may be, but I guess he had sex with her. You should be able to see it. I don't know. I was a little fraudacity for me.
I don't think I would. I would like to have, after losing some weight, I kind of lost my butt. I don't think I would get butt implants, though, because I just feel like, not in a judgmental way, I just think like so many guys, especially when you're a big old bottom like we are, they're like, grab your butt, slap your, I feel like it would feel like it wouldn't feel like a part of my body.
Like styrofoam?
Yes, yeah. It would. Don't you think it would feel odd? I can't imagine that.
No, my butt's fine. It's big. I'm gonna need to.
Wow, Poodle's got a big bussy, y'all.
I have never once called it my bussy. Never, and have I supported bussying in my administration.
Well, I think we've dated different types of men. And have you been with the man that has gold teeth?
No, I have heard someone call it a pussy before, but never a bussy. Yeah. I've never heard bussy.
Gotten both.
Mm-hmm. I've heard twinks call it their bussy. So I'm just not interested.
Mm-hmm.
I think to me it has a homophobia feel to it. Like, it's, you're fucking someone's ass. That's just it.
I kind of don't care what you call me when we're having sex.
Exactly.
I'm just grateful you're there.
I think that's something you should work on in therapy. So, anyway, that's why I don't believe this whole thing. Don't touch my ass. And she's like, why shouldn't she touch your ass? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
It felt a little fraudacity.
Yeah.
But she tells him, and he's very upset. So upset that he gets up and leaves.
And awkwardly says, you spent my dress money. That's just not good. That's not good, Jasmine. I'm really, really pissed off.
He says that's very selfish, and he's right.
But we find out, not only did she spend the dress money, it wasn't enough. So she had to borrow $2,000 from her ex-boyfriend.
From Dane, the hot British guy. Or South African. Where's he from?
He is Australian.
Boy, 2 for 0 for 2 on that one. I think my
favorite...
Who's counting? I think my favorite line of Jasmine had to be when she put on that jacket and said, this jacket smells like dust. And I laugh because we know exactly. You know when you go to your parents' house and your grandparents' house and like it gets cold and you're not
Everything
prepared?
Everything smells like dust.
That's what Gino's house smells like, your grandparents' house.
Oh, yeah. Just stuffy, shut up house.
Yes.
That's all I have. Right. Shall we move on to Nikki?
No.
And Justin. Oh, let's BB talk Corner.
Let's talk about a BB Corner.
It's BB Corner. Oh, BB, all the time.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. I don't want
Wow.
Where is
People
it?
Tell me, by the way, they can't.
That one. There we go.
I don't like that when I've decided.
Some people, they can't hear, but maybe Christina just didn't do the sound effects.
Oh, okay. That one scares me. You scared me.
Christina put it in, our producer. Talk to her.
You.
Why don't you delete it like you deleted all of my sounds?
Boy. Maybe I'll just find them for you.
I should let it go.
You should.
All right. What happened?
Y'all,
if you don't understand any of it, just pretend it's about gay sex. Sorry, go ahead.
If you don't watch Big Brother, this time is not for you. Go tune out and get a soda or something or fast forward. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. this season, I think we're winding down. I think this may be the last kind of fun week, because now everyone's kind of not trusting anyone, and no one's playing really well enough for it to be exciting. But Corey is now out. They backdoored because Jag was invisible HOH. Which I kind of always hate. I hate it when they do it, because it kind of gives you, it shields you from gameplay. In other words, they don't know who's nominating them, and it shields you from all gameplay. And it's a huge advantage for someone to have
to be HOH.
So yeah, to be invisible, especially. So excuse me, I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh. What happening?
I'm just coughing. My allergies are so shitty. So anyway, he is invisible HOH, and he also wins power of veto. And now there are two vetoes. It really tells you where they think the temperature of the house is, because I feel like they're introducing more and more gimmicks because there's not enough going on. And that's what this season's been like, and I don't love that. So they now have two vetoes, and
two vetoes are better than one.
Two veto is better than one veto.
I think I've seen that gay porn called
Two Vetoes.
Yeah, my cousin's vetoes.
So anyway, Blue wins the second veto. And so, of course, the nominations are Blue and Felicia. And Blue takes herself off. They nominate, it's America. And then Jag, this is a big move, saves Felicia and nominates Corey. So AmeriCorey is going. One of them is going. And Corey was kind of like the one who was kind of, he was trying to see the big picture. He wasn't the best game player, but definitely the most adventurous game player in the house, and had an idea. So it's kind of sorry. He gets voted out. So it's sorry to see him go. And I still question. I think Matt and Jag are going to run the gamut. I wonder if Cerie's got an idea how to get them out. I'm not sure. But I'm trying to figure out how this is going to happen. Blue's going to wind up fading soon, but it's going to be between Matt, Jag, and Cerie. And I don't know. Cerie has been doing a good social game, but she has literally won nothing. She has flown under the radar for so long. And I don't think she deserves to win. She came in with such hyped potential because she fucking won the Traders. She was much better on the Traders. And she's just kind of sat in her bathrobe and sat in her bed the whole time. And I don't know if that's, I don't know. We've had some under the radar winners in the past, but floater winners. But like, this is, I expected more. I expected more out of Cerie. Okay. So I'm still kind of hoping for a Jag win. I think that's your BB corner.
I was waiting.
And by the way, this was Thursday's episode that I'm talking about.
I'm just glad Corey came out. Good for them. Good for them, y'all.
Yeah. The weirdest thing is everyone likes Corey except Blue, who is still just venomously wants vengeance for getting Jared out of the house. One of the worst players this season, but was her showmance. Yeah.
I just saw a clip of some guy swimming in a pool and he was very happy about it.
Matt.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Let's talk about Nikki and Igor, or Justin, depending
slash
on
Justin.
Where you are. It's weird because in the Chiron, sometimes they say Igor, but on this episode, they called him Justin. So it's like, what are we using, folks?
There's something about me that really is, it annoys the shit out of me that she calls him Justin. She won't even call him by his name.
Sissies don't really love it either. So it's not.
I don't think this storyline is going to turn out well. Not for them, not for TLC, the members of the trans community. I'm very worried. I just need to put that out there. I think we're going to find out lots about her.
I think about both of them. That's what I was going to say. I think
really? You think he has secrets too?
No, I think he has secrets.
So you do. You think he has...
I think not as much as Nikki, but I do. You know, it's interesting
how... What do
you
think that would be?
Not secrets per se, but just... I don't think secrets per se that he has secrets, but more about their relationship and what they're doing. The fact that of, you know, we kind of got this edit from him saying he seems so in love with her and just devoted to her.
Yeah.
Then we also find out from Chanel that Nikki has been paying for his nose job, for his cheeks.
Oh, yeah,
like
he's had plastic surgery. Mm-hmm.
So, which is fine. But now you go, oh, wait a minute. What is the, is this relation? Again, I don't think this relate. I think what it is, it's not secrets as much as I don't think this relationship is just about love.
Mm.
And I think that's going to come out more.
Okay. Okay, I could buy that.
Definitely, I think Nikki has more of a probably more ghost in her closet than Justin or Igor.
Well, there's already been I've just only seen it very recently. Like she basically didn't pay rent. She almost got evicted during COVID. It's a little sketchy. Mm. I'll need to do a deep dive. I'm sure a sissy will tell me about it. They always do.
They always tell us.
Y'all, her friend Chanel's taking her to the airport. And I still, this is what I can't figure out. She says, and maybe he couldn't get a visa, but she says, I need to go over to Keisha now to spend time with him. Why does she need to go there?
That's what I feel like. There's more that we don't know. I think some stuff from Bombshells are going to happen. Something that either happened in their past or she has another secret to tell him.
Right. But they're already in the 90-day process.
Exactly.
So my question is...
It's not the format of the show.
Right. It's the only... That's not the 90-day traditional 90-day format.
This is really before the 90-day.
Yes, and I feel like something's going to. It feels massaged, and it doesn't make me feel good. So he does what Chanel says. She talks to me about Justin, but it's mostly negative, and they fight all the time. And he gets an allowance, and like you said, he paid for the surgeries. She paid for the surgeries, and she says that a lot of his friends don't support our union. after, especially after finding out she was trans. Mm-hmm. And later on, Justin is just vacuuming with a sweater around his shoulders like he's a Calvin Klein model from 1994.
It was, y'all, he looked like, it almost is like he's playing the part of a kept boy.
Yeah, it did feel that way.
It almost makes me wonder if they kind of have this cougar kept, like,
oh, she totally,
kind of
she's,
kink.
Later on, she said, there he is. She's doing a Darcy in the bathroom. Yeah. But he kisses her on camera and gives her roses. And he says, mama's home, mama's here. And I was like, yeah, you enjoy the age difference. You enjoy the role play.
But you call people daddy you've been with.
What's wrong with that? That's the normal daddy boy relationship. It's very wholesome. Now, this is just aberrant. This is weird.
Okay,
what's
sure.
What's weird about me being in a pup mask and being chained up to the sink? That's just a Friday.
That's why your sink is leaning.
I'm trying to get away.
Wow.
That's what happened when you don't let me out of piddle for too long.
No, it's true.
I gotta say, I laughed way too hard at Moldova, the mall.
Oh, that was really, really funny.
I gotta say, for me, I don't like, I'll laugh about, or I like the worst thing that comic people say. That's funny. I'll do that. But I laughed like a fool at Moldova.
It was pretty great.
Little things like that. They are, she says, I have a tingling in between my legs that I need. And
I so miss your touches. I miss your touches.
It feels really performative. I don't know. Maybe that's what she thinks she needs to do for the cameras. I'm not certain.
He does kind of bring up this whole, it is, I will say though, you can tell they've known each other for a long time because when they're together, they don't have this, like with Rob and Sophie.
Oh, don't get me started.
But there feels like a little bit of they, you can tell in Ashley and even Manuel, you can tell, well, no, not as much of them because they've, but with a lot of these couples in 90 Day, when they haven't spent a lot of time together, you can tell there's like the awkwardness of just not being in a space with that person. I will say they, when they're like in the car and things, they both seem very comfortable with one another in private spaces. And they, and so that kind of mind fucks me because I'm like, wait, maybe you, and you, he talks about how sweet you are. Is she really sweet or is it because she's paying for things? Or I think what you're hinting at, what I was talking to, it's just, I don't know the values yet of this relationship. Like, what are the common values of these people and where they stand? Like, and so we're even with Ashley Manuel, we're kind of getting that already early on, but we still don't know that with this couple.
Yeah, I just, and when they're in this cafe, he says, I see some attention from other people. It's because she's dressed like Amanda Lepore. Like in the middle of the daytime.
I'm glad that he brings this up finally, not because she's all like, I'm trans. That's what they're clocking. And he kind of brings up, well, maybe it's because every time you go out, you look like you're going to go to clubs.
Or in a music video. And she actually liked, just like, they thought I was a hooker. That's part of it for her. That's, she needs to feel like if someone mistakes her for a hooker, she likes that.
I think I can imagine in just a little bit I know of like some past clients and things that were trans, but and
I'm not saying there's
though,
anything wrong with her thinking.
No. What I'm saying is I wonder if when you have body dysmorphia, and I'm sure that
it's obvious.
I'm sure that Nikki has dealt with body dysmorphia. Most trans people do, sadly. But when you have body dysmorphia, is it that you want people do sometimes you want people to look at you in a disparaging way first? Like, you're just so used to feeling bad about the way you look, or feeling odd, or feeling weird. It's again, it's
you got to go all the way there, and
you got it. It's almost like someone, like when I was a kid, I made jokes about myself and made fun of myself first before people would make fun of me.
Yeah.
Is that what she's doing? Like, let me be all of this so that way you know exactly who I am. Because I can actually see the process of that. You're not thinking or wondering. I'm telling you who I am. Judge me now so you can get out of my life.
Right. I guess I understand what but I'm saying she's trying to have it both ways by saying they're clocking me.
No, yeah, because Poodle does that. He will walk into a party of straight people and say, "Well, hello, I suck dick," and everybody just stares at him. And then he'll say, "What do you want to say about it?"
Yeah, but I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say at the same time, I think everybody's homophobic at this party. But that's kind of what's happening.
It kind of feels like that, yeah.
Yeah, and okay. I don't know. And that's the thing. I don't know if this is production doing that, but that's what it's a little bit like we're all going, honey, it's a little frustrating that we're trying to tell it. They're trying to tell a trans story here. But it feels performative. I hate to say it, but it does feel that way to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. So y'all, he even says when Nikki goes anywhere, it's like she's going to a party, and I'd rather just go out in the day. And immediately she goes, "Well," and then he says, "You look like they might think you look like a porn actress." And she goes, "Well, that's better than a man," without missing a beat.
And I think that is part of that. I want people to see me as a woman. Like, that's the worst thing. It just, you know what it feels like? And I don't mean this as a judgment. I mean this just as historically what I have from friends and from people I've worked with. So just this is my experience. So y'all don't come at me. I'm just speaking from my experience. It seems like Nikki has been out as trans for a long time. It doesn't feel that way. It feels like she is newly outed as trans and she's still almost exploring that idea. And maybe that never ends for some people. But there is the kind of in the stage of coming out, there feels like people do get to a healthy place of just acceptance of their self, acceptance of other people. I don't know if she's there.
What explains it to me is when I've been calling it performative, she's doing this for the cameras. Like, in other words, so it's not like maybe she doesn't act less win her daily life, but now it's for the cameras. Everything is like, now I have to be the trans person people know.
That's true. Game recognizes game. You would know.
Performative.
Yeah.
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 And I walk in and it's like, whose dick do I have to suck a dick around here?
And then you see the neon sign of a pink cat glowing in the background and you know Piano Cat is here. You really do need a neon sign with a pink cat
with a tail going prick, prick,
yeah,
prick, back and forth,
or maybe it's half poodle, half cat. No,
mythical beast. That's all right, got.
That's it, y'all. That's the show.
We're gonna get someone new next week. We're gonna get the Asian guy with the blonde woman.
We don't know when we're going to get mom in a closet, but we are ready for it.
Closet mom, I'm waiting for you.
We are waiting for it. We are going to get bated breath. We're going to get Rob and Sophie, and we are going to get Ashley, Manuel, and Ashley's mother.
Yes.
Whoa. Anyway, y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. You can go to I said that like a pirate.
Our
Instagram, our social media. I'm sure we're going to have memes. Y'all, if you haven't checked out our episodes of The Golden Bachelor, please check it out. Again, check out our collab last week with Two Black Girls, One Rose. And we're going to be doing a collab
on their feed.
And this week, we're recording a collab with Game of Roses. So we're going to do that. So... but if you are, y'all, share it. let people know that we're doing that show. I really appreciate that very much. It means a lot to us. It helps get the word out. Do it.
Getting our foot in the Bachelor ass.
Do it now, because eventually they're going to shut us down once they hear Poodle describe Gary's dick. It's already dropped
that
at
was,
this point.
That You've was y'all's fault. Y'all wanted that.
Y'all did.
Don't yell at me for things that happened that you wanted.
All right, everybody.
Someone
called
these. Someone said that what they can't get past is when I described his balls and the hair off of them as going through a car wash.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. Yes. And if yes. you're big, and if your big ones are busting out.
Yes.
They're just busting out. Out
yes.
at
Yes.
Mm, you can call us.
Come inside me.